Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Traveling Built Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg G in audience, Boomer and Geo on the fan. Simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are, the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning! It's a feel-good Friday! It is the first summer Friday of the year, Memorial Day weekend, and we're kicking it off right here. Jersey Shore, DJs in Bell Bar. We do this every year. We look forward to it. And this year's going to be the best year because all of you are here. And this is the best crowd I have seen since we've been doing this. Boomer, welcome back. I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks. I don't know where the hell you've been.
Yeah.
Vegas, somewhere else, Neptune, the Hampton Inn. I don't know. But you're here. Good morning and welcome to summer.
So this is what Bell Bar looks like, I guess, right after last year. And I would just say to everybody out there, it's obvious he did not have any bad oysters last night. You could tell. He is fired up and he's ready to rock and roll this morning. It's been great. I just got back from Las Vegas. I was out there with my NFL Today crew. We were shooting promos for the Super Bowl that will be on CBS this coming season. I was telling Al last night at dinner, yesterday I got back from Las Vegas. I drove down here to go out to dinner with you guys.
Yeah.
And I said, the day before, at this exact time, I was standing in the Bellagio fountain. So now I'm down here at Bradley Beach and then, of course, Belmar. And great to be here. It's great to start off the summer with Memorial Day celebrations and everything. But let's not forget what Memorial Day is all about. And that's why I want to have this American flag here. That's why I'm wearing my hat. And that's to pay tribute to all those people that have given their lives and have sacrificed for all of us to have the great freedoms that we have in this country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, now that you are back, did you miss the Mets? Did you miss the Yankees? Did you miss all the Jets and Aaron Rodgers talk? Or was it nice to, like, decompress from all of that? Now you're back here and everybody will be screaming about all this stuff that's going on right in New York baseball.
You know what? I couldn't get away from it because, I was with Phil Sims. What a pain in the ass he is. But I was with him and Coach Cower, of course, and Nate Burleson. We were talking football the whole time. We literally had 20 hours of commitment in about a 40-hour span. So we were going all over the place, all over the strip, trying to give everybody the flavor of Las Vegas when you start seeing these promos hitting the air somewhere, I think in August, somewhere around then. But, you never get away from it. I mean, and you're walking through the casinos there, the sports books are there. You stop and you're looking and the games are on and, you walk past and there's Marcus Stroman beating his chest and yelling at the freaking Mets and I wanted to just dive through the screen. But I like what Buck Showalter said about that. He goes, hey, stop him from doing that. That's the whole argument. Like, if you want to stop a guy from celebrating and embarrassing you, then you got to embarrass him and you got to take him out. And I think Buck is right. But you never really truly get away from it. And I will say that the hotel that we were staying in, didn't have CBS Sports Network.
Oh, no.
So they better not put us back there when we go there for the Super Bowl in February. I can tell you that.
Yeah, where are we staying for the Super Bowl? Is it going to be, I mean, I think Bellagio is a big part of this, right? Why don't we stay there?
I don't know what we're doing. All I know is let's
just that look for? That was a look towards somebody over there. Was that a Spike situation? Was that a CBS situation?
Well, I never know who to talk to about these things because I have two sets of bosses.
Right.
And I don't know who to bitch to sometimes. But believe you me, I will be bitching about this, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I can already tell. I mean, yes. You cornered Spike. Spike's all about the kickoff to summer show, and you're laying Vegas on him.
Right.
And he was just shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, and right. I think he just ran away down the boardwalk.
Well, I'm trying to set this whole thing up now, so when we get to February, there is not going to be any, like, loose ends. You know, there's not going to be cracks, as you say. And I asked these guys last night at dinner, I said, guys, I don't know when we're going to do another Super Bowl show together. I just don't, you know, because CBS, I don't know, we have it for like 4 years from now.
Sure.
So I said to the guys, look, let's go out there. Let's have a good time. Let's enjoy the game. You guys want to go to the game? And each one of you, last night at least, said, yes, you're in for the game.
Yeah, we're in for the game.
Yeah. You hear that, everybody?
I'm in.
Al said he's in.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm in because it's really far away from now. And, like you said, maybe who knows when I'll get that opportunity again. So I'm in this time.
Well, all right. The last couple times I've offered you tickets.
Yeah.
You and Gina tickets.
Yes.
And this and you started screaming at her, I'm going home. I'm not going to the game.
Yeah, I do remember.
What a pain in the ass you are.
Well, Minneapolis was the worst when you guys had that fight in the Mall of America.
That was a tough one.
Yeah. And then she was sitting on that bench away from us.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, that was a really – she really wanted to go to that game.
She did, yeah.
And you really wanted to leave Minneapolis.
I wanted to go home, yeah. I mean, negative 25 degrees outside.
Yeah, but the game was inside.
Oh.
That was a great game, right?
That was a great game.
That was a Nick Foles game.
That's the Patriots and the Eagles game.
You missed history,
the
man.
The Philly special, Biggs.
You missed history.
I saw it.
Right, you didn't miss it.
So anyway, as we were out in Vegas, you know, we were doing all these different interviews, promoting all this stuff, and they're already asking us for our Super Bowl picks.
Oh, God.
So I just said the Jets and the Cowboys.
Yeah. Why not?
Boo, right. Could you imagine? I was just thinking about this. In Vegas, if somehow Aaron Rodgers propels the Jets to the Super Bowl, could you imagine what that would be like?
Well, of course. I mean, Vegas aside, wherever they play that game, that's going to be unbelievable because it's been so long and the fan base is just hungry and ready. But he's already got the calf injury now. So what are we going to do?
Stop with the calf injury.
He tweaked his calf.
What I love is that he is all in. You remember when we were talking about all of this and I was saying, I hope this is like Tom Brady to the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Where Tom Brady immersed himself into everything. And if you remember, that was during COVID. And he was practicing on some high school field. Remember they got in trouble for all of that?
That's right, yep.
So I kind of feel like watching Aaron now over the last couple months or the last month or so and listening to everything that he's saying and he's talking about and the fact that he's out there on the field with his teammates when he, of course, doesn't have to be. But, you know, it's a new team. You want to get to know everybody. You want to get to know your coaches. You want to know your teammates. You want to know the training staff. You want to know what's going on. You want to know the building, how to get around. I mean, all those things right now he is actually buying into. So I love the way that he's going about it, and I think that he is all in the way that Tom Brady was all in with the Bucs.
So you weren't here yesterday. I was a little bit disappointed. We were playing some of the clips from Aaron Rodgers on Adam Schein's show. So Adam Schein got Aaron Rodgers before we got Aaron Rodgers, and it's because you weren't around. That's what happened. You were out in Vegas. You know, we were trying. Al was reaching out every single day to the Jets to try to get Aaron Rodgers, and because you were out, they said no. We got to put him on with Adam Schein. So we lost out on that opportunity. So thanks, CBS, for that.
Yeah, that's
taking Boomer away. So then Adam Schein was sitting there lobbing him softballs the entire time. What's the greatest thing about yourself? Please. Your greatest game ever? Let's go through the top five of them. So, yeah, there was absolutely no, it was just, you know, a big tongue bath fest. Yeah,
well, I mean, right now everybody's all excited. It's the beginning, and they haven't played real football yet, and hopefully Aaron Rodgers is not going to have to say R-E-L-A-X to the Jet fan, because the Jet fans do not relax.
Right.
They will never let up.
Never. All right, so as I get into the car and I'm driving down here this morning, I hear Al complaining about the dinner that I thought went very, very well. He said he had a bone to pick with me about the dinner. So now's your opportunity. Pick the bone and let's have the conversation.
There's our waiter over there.
Where is he?
He's over there.
Oh, there he is. All right, nice. He said he was going to be here.
Yes.
Tremendous.
What's the waiter's name again, Al?
Phil.
Mike. I think his name's Mike. Nice.
Mike? Oh, good job.
Good job, Al.
Nice. All right, so go ahead. What was your problem?
So you had ordered oysters.
Yeah, bad choice, yes.
You ordered oysters and then didn't eat them.
Well, I got two out of the six. I got a half dozen.
Oh, you had
dozen.
A second one.
I did have a second one because I tried to see if that second one was going to be better than the first.
Yeah.
Wasn't great.
Mm.
And I said, okay, that's that. So you wanted me to complain in that spot?
Yeah, it's a send-back spot right there.
Send-back spot?
Yeah.
There were $14 oysters. I had two of them. It wasn't like a $75 steak. Send-back spot? And then I offered them to other people, like, you want some of these oysters? And then you were like, oh, don't eat them, because it'd be bad oysters. I'm not saying I was going to get sick. I just didn't think they were all that good.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
I thought you can't offer bad oysters to people, because then they'll...
Well, I didn't think they were, like, rancid.
Oh,
I just thought that... I didn't think they were... I don't know. I wasn't enjoying... Everything else was delicious. It was bad... We came off the golf course. I was trying to be healthy. I saw the oysters. Jerry showed up late, all fired up.
I was 2 minutes behind you.
He's slamming pizzas. I'm looking at him. I'm like, I got to eat healthy. So I ordered the oysters. I didn't like them, and now you're up my ass about it. It's unbelievable.
I'm just saying, like, that's a thing that could have said, yeah, we'll take that off the menu.
Or the bill.
Or the bill. That's what I mean.
There you go.
A send back spot.
There's a $20.
I don't have $6.
Just keep it. Keep it, all right? There you go. For the friggin' oyster. But anyway, I thought it was a great dinner.
By the way, let me just say this.
Yeah.
You know, where was I coming from and where were you guys coming from and who was on time, Al?
You were coming from Las Vegas. You were there at 5:29.
Yes.
Parking lot.
Nice job.
What time was dinner?
5:30.
Okay. What time did these two?
Oh,
6 o'clock.
I was 5:49.
Yeah. I was 5:56.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, Al says, you know, they're coming late from the golf course. I said, because they don't want to leave the golf course. They said they were going to leave at 5 o'clock. And I'm like, Al, see, you don't know anything about golfers. And now that Gio's this big golfer all of a sudden, there's no way he's leaving until he's finishing 18.
We did finish.
And then I find out, did you play 18 again?
No.
There was discussion about it, but why?
Oh, but we didn't. Yeah, but
you
we
didn't do it.
No,
okay.
No. I was right behind you.
There was no way that they were going to leave, Al.
And we went up ahead, and we were running. It was speed golf, and then I actually ran into the clubhouse and ran back and everything. We had a game plan.
We were leaving at 5 o'clock, and we finished at 5 o'clock.
Jerry came in on fire. He was not taking any crap from anybody. Jerry ordered that Casamigos when he sat down, sucked it down, and said, "What up, Boomer? So what, I'm late.
I think he gave
suck
him
on this.
I think he gave him that, whatever that.
Yeah, he gave him this.
That gesture.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I'm late. I had a great day. I was golfing. I feel awesome, Boomer. Boom! Right in the restaurant. I was like, wow. We hadn't seen you since Monday, too. I was like, just the 10. Boomer's like half awake.
Hold on a second. Boomer was awake, and Boomer was doing the passive aggressive. So, what time is dinner? What time is it now? I was golfing. Don't care.
Late again. And then Jerry had some work to do after dinner. So Jerry says, I have to go because the dessert was going to come and Jerry wasn't going to have any. So then Boomer goes, all right, so you showed up late and now you're leaving early. And Jerry goes, some of us have work to do, and others are going to go home and go to sleep in their hotel. So, wow!
Yeah, but I think the best comment out of that was the fact that Al called you Jameis Winston.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Last in and first out. That's exactly what you are.
And I also had the longest ride.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, I did.
We were in Jersey, for God's sake.
You were still going down the block. I had a 35-minute ride home.
Yeah, you know what? I would have more than happy to stay at your house.
You're more than welcome.
Okay. You can stay at the hotel next year.
You were in the same hotel again as...
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah.
Where the hell do you think I'm staying?
I don't... You always stay at a different place, man. Always.
When we go to the Super Bowl, because I'm always at a different place. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And then the one time, the Traveler's year, we were in some sort of crack hotel that had a plastic sign.
Yeah.
Right.
You remember that?
I remember.
It was like a piece of oak tag that they put over the sign, and then you were in some, I don't know, breakfast.
I was in a Hilton.
No, you were in a boutique-y thing.
No, I was not. I was in a downtown brand new Hilton where all the golfers stay.
Okay, so there you go.
That's where I was.
Right, that's where you were. Right.
Right. I don't, listen.
We were to sleep in.
I will say, I am a hotel snob. You know that. Yep. Well, if they put us, I'm not going to say the name of the hotel, but if they put us in that hotel that they just put us in out in Vegas, the locals that were on the bus with us, like the hair and makeup people, and
yeah,
everything,
yeah.
They were telling us that that was Heroin Alley.
You stayed in a hotel on Heroin Alley?
That's what they called it. I didn't call it that.
Did they make that up, or is it like a known thing?
No, it's a known thing.
Why would they?
I don't know. And the one gal who was hair, she had tattoos all over, so I figured she knew what she was talking about.
That's right. Boomer word association, tattoo, heroin. No. If you've got tattoos, you do heroin.
She's very nice, but she's going, oh, I can't believe you guys are staying here. I'm like, why? Because this is Heroin Alley. I'm like, oh, great. So you don't gonna be bitching about that.
Phil's all strung out in the street. Did I do heroin?
I'll tell you though, traveling with him, that's a piece of work.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's like he had to have a paper ticket. I'm like, what?
A paper ticket?
Yes, he had to go get a paper ticket and everything, and then we're walking through the airport, and like, he's lagging behind. I'm like, come on, let's go.
Jeez. Well, I wish I would have been there to see all of that because it's going to be tremendous. And, well, we will be out there in a few months, and that's going to be awesome. All right, we are kicking off the summer this morning, live from DJ's in Belmar. It is Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry's going to give you the first update of the day. Yes, thanks for being here. Adam and the Metal Hawks are going to jump up and start playing some music soon. And it's actually warming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from DJ's, it's a kickoff to summer show 2023. If you guys are out there, you're on TV, you're on the radio, make it count. And we got sun this year, we don't have mist, we don't have moistness, we don't have cold. It's a little bit chilly, but it's going to be tremendous, and I will be jumping in that beautiful ocean a little bit later this morning. And it's going to be probably a nice 68 degrees when I'm jumping
still
in there.
You're still going to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to have shrinkage.
No, I always have shrinkage.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I know. I told Anthony Gallo when he films this, waist up. Waist up. Right. We don't need to see.
Is it see-through? It's white.
I'll show it to you. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
You love this stuff. You love outfits and stuff like this. I don't get it.
Hold on. You don't get it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
There. Wow.
my 1920s bathing suit. It might be see-through.
It might be.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wear some boxer shorts underneath this.
Uh-huh.
Most likely. There you go.
Oh, wait. I see Al through this.
Wait, hold on.
Holy crap.
And there's this, too. This.
Hey, you love a good outfit, that's for sure.
All right, Jerry, are you prepared for an update?
No,
you're not.
No,
okay,
not
so
at all, but I can get started.
Okay.
I can tell you we're brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. And by Fisher's Island Lemonade, America's craft lemonade canned cocktail, best enjoyed in your happy place. So before we do the sports, I will tell you that coming up next hour and at 8:30, we will need a contestant or two.
Okay.
All right, so maybe we'll get the show of hands. Who wants to be a contestant?
Oh,
today?
Wow, all right.
I got to go with Corbett.
Okay.
He was here. He was the first one online. So
nice.
Corbett. Well, he was two. I don't like odd numbers. So I'll take Krabet. He'll be one, and then we'll pick out another. So we're going to do fun game at 7:30 and then a musical game at 8:30.
Okay.
All right? So we'll set up the morning that way. Is that good for you or not?
Sounds exciting.
I can bore you with sports.
No, I love sports.
Okay.
All right,
enough.
So bore the hell
so
out
we'll,
of me.
So we'll do that next hour
that's
and
fine.
At 8:30.
That's
so
fine,
right
yes.
now, we will start with, how about your Metsies, all right?
All right.
The Mets lost a series, but they did win a game last night. Mike, you can hit it with Starling Marte.
Pitch. Swing a line drive the opposite way into right field. The base hit. Alonso scores. Here comes Beatty. The throw by Suzuki is cut off. It's a two-run single for Starling Marte. And the Mets tack on two more. It's 4-1 New York.
All right, who's that? McCarthy or Rad?
That's McCarthy.
That's Pat McCarthy.
I think.
Sounds just like his dad.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
I think he does.
Like Tom McCarthy.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, there you go. We'll go with Pat McCarthy on WCBS 888.
I think he sounds somewhere. Like Keith Radd and Justin Shackle because yesterday we did a...
We tried.
We tried to figure him out. Eddie and I actually got it right, but I guessed, and Jerry got all three of them wrong. They all sound exactly the same. Every single one of them.
Very youthful.
Yeah, which is good. I'm
yes.
not saying it's a bad thing.
No, it's
but
fine.
They're all very professional, very good, but it's we're not used to it yet, you know?
So that was Pat McCarthy. Mets win 10-1, so they lose the series, but they do win a game, so that was a good thing. That was the Marte hit. You also had Pete Alonso, Homer, Brandon Nimmo. I had a nice day as well. Here was your guy, Buck Showalter.
Body language and everything. He felt good about himself physically. I thought he did last time. That's why he was so frustrated. And, you know. So that was good to see. You know, that was a kind of a, we all know what he could mean to us and has last year.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Who is that?
Yeah, Pete Alonso.
No.
Maybe Starling Marte. Maybe Carlos Carrasco.
I think it's Carrasco.
Could be Brandon Nimmo.
I think it was Carrasco. My guess was Carrasco.
Carrasco.
Yeah, we'll go with Carrasco.
Sure.
Because he had a nice night last night as he threw 6 2/3 for the win. So let's hear from Carlos Carrasco.
Finally, I can find my 10-year curveball, fastball. So I can throw everything for a stride today. I know I got too many pitches deep in the game right there. I just want to go, trying to go deep in the game. We used the bullpen for the last two games.
Right.
And pretty much that's what it did, but everything was working.
All right,
and we were killing this guy.
Yeah.
So he gave you a good outing last night.
Yes, very
time.
Good.
Took it into the seventh inning. The Mets win. They go to Colorado now. The Mets will start the day 5.5 behind Atlanta in the NL East. And, yes, that clip was Buck on Carrasco, oh, by the way, as Mike is telling me. All right, we get to the Yankees now. They had the rubber game with the Orioles, and they had not much offense, whereas Baltimore did what they had to do.
Swinging a high fly ball, right field, it's pretty deep. Judge is going back, he looks up, and it is gone. Is it off the top of the wall? Well, runner on scores, they're playing it in. Might have hit off the top of the wall, and right out of the dugout comes Brandon Hyde. He wants to know what's going on. Well, two runners crossed home plate. At second is Austin Hayes.
All right, it turned out to be a two-run double, and so Baltimore wins 3-1. No John Sterling still.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking
well.
About it.
Yeah. I'm feeling well.
It's weird not having him for this long of a period. It's been over a week now.
Yeah, and it's been a long time since we've ever, I can't remember the last time that we had this kind of break.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this has to be the longest that he's ever had. Remember that stretch he had where he didn't miss a game?
Right. Yeah. He was the Iron Man of announcing.
Right.
More amazing, though, is that the Orioles and the Yankees are getting heated again.
Yes.
You know, they've been beating up on the Orioles for years. And now all of a sudden it seems like, at least it feels anyway, that they caught up to them.
Well, and the Orioles are better than them right now, too. 33-17, the Yankees 30-22.
How about that, Al?
How about that?
How about that?
Were you expecting that, Al?
I was not expecting that from the Orioles.
Okay.
I thought they were terrible.
Well, they had been, but the last couple of years they've gotten better. Now, you had Aaron Boone get ejected. This guy is spitting in the face, not on purpose. Kind of like I just talked and kind of spit on you. I'm sorry.
Spit my coffee.
I did. I might have. Possible. He got ejected for yelling at the umps. He wasn't happy with the strike zone. So here was Boone.
He shouldn't have had to throw almost 30 pitches in that first inning. You know, I mean, so. But no, I'm not advocating for the robo. You know, I think
I am.
These guys do, for the most part, a great job and work really hard at it.
But really frustrating when they don't. And I broke the rule. I'm sorry. I wanted to hear.
No, it's fine. He got ejected. It's totally fine.
And then here was Clark Schmidt on the umpires who stunk.
It's going to happen. There's going to be some missed calls, obviously, throughout the game. And it seemed like, you know, those were some crucial ones early on. You know, it kind of ran up the pitch count a little bit early on. But, you know, stuff like that's going to happen. And obviously, you got to be able to do a good job of kind of just wiping it and moving on.
That's it.
Hey, Jerry,
it's amazing.
One second here, Jerry. Yeah. Hold on. So our man here said he was first in line, right?
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Dodgers shirt. C4 made a throne here up on the stage. And at any point, I'm allowed to put anybody on that throne to hang out.
I like it.
So since you didn't get the whole contested situation, you were the first one here and you're standing right there, come on up the stairs.
Nice.
Over here and hang out in the C4 throne. And you can be on stage with us.
I love it.
You did it. You are the king. What's your name?
I'm going to tell you in a minute.
No, you're not. You're going to sit up here and you're going to stay quiet. What? Oh no, I picked the wrong guy. What's that?
He's a crab blocker. I'm the river pop. He's the king of the Shrewsbury
River. Oh, he's the king of the Shrewsbury River, yeah.
I'll explain and you tell me if I did the right thing.
All
this
right.
Lunatic calls up. Calling him River Pop, like we would know who River Pop is. Then he goes, I'm going to bring a bunch of blue crabs for the guys. I go, don't waste the blue crabs. I hate seeing food wasted. I go, they're not taking blue crabs 400 miles back to Long Island. I don't like to see food wasted.
Right.
And he's like, and insisting, they will love it. They'll eat them on their way home. I go, they're not eating blue crabs. They're not eating blue crabs on the way home. So that's why I told them not to bring it. I don't want to put them in a weird spot. I don't want to put you guys in a
blue
weird
spot. Blue crabs at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Yeah, so.
Plus, he made it seem like he was pulling them out of some river in New Jersey. I don't know.
Yeah, the Shrewsbury River.
Yes. Yeah, he is the king of the Shrewsbury River.
Yes.
Well, let's hear it for River Pop, who's up there to see C4 Throne.
There you go.
All right, by the way, I just wanted to say, after you were playing the Yankee cuts, I think it's amazing how the Yankees now are got all these excuses.
Like?
I don't like they're bitching about the umpire.
Oh, the umpiring was terrible last night.
So why are they...
They were squeezing Clark Schmidt.
I mean, this is the Yankees, man. You don't make excuses if you're the Yankees.
That's why Aaron Boone got tossed. Fourth time. Yeah. He always gets tossed for this stuff.
He actually leads the majors and gets tossed.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah.
He's fired up.
A little fire under that ass.
That's why his players love him.
Yeah, I guess so.
So anyway, they lose. They're, what are they? They're 30-22. They take on the Padres tonight. They are now 7 behind Tampa in the AL East. We get to the NBA. A lot of people thought the series was over at 3-0, but not the Celtics, who took game 4 and then came back last night and took game 5.
Tatum switches to the left hand, stops at 12 feet, kick back to Rob. Rob steps in to 8 feet, flips it up and in.
Oh. You'll call timeout after that one.
Everybody's into the act as the Celtics are going to take their talents and this series back to South Beach.
Was that you at the woo?
Yeah, it was.
I wasn't sure.
Scrambled
so eggs. What is the story?
Blue crabs.
Right. What is the story with Gabe Vincent?
I don't know. I was surprised when I saw yesterday he wasn't playing. I don't know what his status is.
Sprained ankle. Obviously missed a game.
Yeah.
So,
and there's not this big break. They play tomorrow night. So, 110-90. Boston got out to a big start in the first quarter. I think they were up 38-20 start of the second quarter or a couple minutes in. Never looked back. They win 110-97. Derek White at 24, 21-8, and 11 assists for Jason Tatum. Let's hear from Tatum first, who says we were down 3-0. There was no way we were getting swept. Oh, no, this is Jaylen Brown, excuse me, talking about fighting back in the series.
Nothing special, I think. Just being together in moments of adversity, you know, staying on the same page and sticking with it, you know, doubling down on things that we need to do better, holding each other accountable, has been the key. I think once we got ourselves together, we all looked each other in the eyes and saying, like, hey, we're not going out like this.
All right.
You know, it sounds like us.
Yeah,
sure, 100%.
Yeah. Fight through
like
adversity.
You fight through adversity. Yeah, you got
damn right.
Got to push through.
We have fought through a lot of adversity.
We have. Years. Yes, we have.
True. That is true. Here was Jimmy Butler. So they're still up in the series. It feels weird because it feels like Boston has all this momentum, but Butler says, "Let's all chill."
Because the last two games are not who we are. It just happened to be that way, and we stopped playing defense halfway because we didn't make shots that we want to make. But that's easy to correct. We just got to come out and play harder from jump.
Yeah, and I would like to mention, if you were listening to the show this week, Chris Lopresti had one hell of a schedule. He was playing golf with us. Then he did the overnight. He had his son's game last night after golf. And I was peer pressuring him to drive down here after the overnight to come hang out. And he goes, I don't know if I can do it. I'm so tired, everything. So I'd like to say that, unfortunately, he listened to me and he's here. CeeLo! If you want a picture with CeeLo, you do it right now. And remember, he's got eczema on his hands. But he wrapped it up in a Band-Aid. So CeeLo, we'll talk to him in a couple of minutes because he made the trip. But if you'd like to go talk to CeeLo, there he is, the world-famous Chris Lopresti.
He's got eczema on his hands?
Driving the ball like a lunatic.
Oh,
yesterday.
He was great.
In a good way.
He was awesome.
Good athlete. Good athlete, that Chris
Lopresti. Yes, he is. Absolutely. So the Celtics win, fine, whatever. And the Stars. So no sweep. The Stars win in overtime 3-2. You got the game winner from Joe Pavelski. So that will continue as the Panthers are waiting. Did you hear all the stuff from, what's his name? Was it Paul? Not Paul Maurice.
Paul Maurice is the head coach.
Rod Brendamore?
Yes.
Rod Brendamore from Carolina.
That we were playing yesterday?
I did not hear it. No, it's funny. He was totally in denial.
He's like, you know, people say that we got swept, but we didn't get swept.
Yeah, I know.
That's what he said. Yeah, you did. They got swept.
Yeah, they got swept. And your guy, Michael Block. Had a tough day yesterday in the event that he played in.
Colonial.
Shot an 81, but I guess had a couple of cool moments. Not a great first round, though, for him.
Who is better, him or Gio?
Gio's gotten good.
He's
gotten
better, right?
Good. I've gotten better.
This is what I would say. He still looks like he's learning the game, but you don't watch him saying, oh, I hope he hits the ball. Like, you expect him to put the ball in the fairway now. The only thing that's weird, but I get it because my friend Scott's like this too, is the way he lines himself up playing the way he hits the ball.
Yeah.
He hits a slice, so he aims over there to put it there.
Yeah, right.
And it works.
I'm working on it.
I know, but that's not the way you're supposed to play.
I know, but I'd rather do that and compete.
But he's
especially when there's
ball.
Money on the line, as opposed to sending it into the fescue and hacking away and making it around an hour. Long.
All right, just calm down.
You know what
this
I'm saying?
This is why you're practicing.
Yes.
This is why you're taking lessons.
Oh, by the way.
And he looks like
freaking ball straight.
By the way, I've been waiting to do this.
Yes.
Here for the kickoff to summer.
Yes.
Here's the bill for my irons.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
He said he was going to pay for them. He said it, not me. And I wanted to make sure I did it in front of all of you so they were witnesses.
Yes, I'm buying you your irons.
All right, thank you.
I told you I also was going to pay for your first 10 lessons.
Yeah, I know. That seemed like a bit much.
Oh, okay.
So I'm giving you a break on that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, okay. Just think the irons would be fine.
But you should be proud of him because he actually looks like he can play golf now.
I'm all in. I'm fine. You know, listen, I'm the one that kept telling him he should take it up.
I know. A little bit too late, but I'm in now.
Nah, you're good. Better late than never.
Yes. All right, Jerry, thank you. We'll need some contestants in the next hour and the hour after that. Jerry will probably go out there and grab you, so pay attention. We're going to get Adam in. The Metal Hawks coming up. He'll be playing in his break. Very excited to have them back. And River Pop, thank you for being in the C4 throne. Let's hear it for the king of the Shrewsbury River. If you'd like some crabs, he's the man. And not pubic lice crabs, blue crabs.
Oh.
He's the one that you can get it from. Former Geo coming to you live from the traveling Bill Ford Tough Studio.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, wow.
What a difference there.
Yes.
Adam and the Metal Hawks into Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. Yeah. All right, it's Boomer and Geo. Live from DJ's here in Belmar, and I wanted to get him up here so we could say hello. Part of our family, of course, for many, many years. That's Chris Lopresti, who did the overnight and then came down here to hang out with everybody. So, CeeLo, what's up, man?
Good morning, fellas.
Good to see you.
I was expecting it to be colder. This is great, beautiful, nice and warm now, comfortable. Took the jacket off.
Yeah, would you like to jump in the ocean with me before you go home?
No, I think I'm good on that.
All right, all right.
I don't have the 1920s bathing suit. So.
All right, very good, CeeLo. Well, you are a Jersey guy, right? You're a Jersey Shore guy. So... Now, Fleegs needs to go get this. What's it called? Sandstorm?
Yeah, Sandstorm.
Wait, put Al's mic on there, Steve. So we did this last year. This is a good time to do this. We need everybody to get their, like, full-blown Jersey Shore fist pumping on for the summertime, which this place is going to turn into as the afternoon and the night goes on. And CeeLo is going to lead us.
I'm leading that, okay.
Lead all us right. in a Jersey Shore fist pump. All right, so when Fleegs gets, he's got Spotify up there, right? Very easily. He's got that, I'm sure.
Yeah, he'll be able to find us.
All right, he'll be able to find Sandstorm. And then when we do that,
rude.
You're gonna lead us in that. So Fleegs, when you got to let me know. And CeeLo yesterday was killing the ball out there at Rumson Country Club.
Yeah, great off the tee, and it landed up with a 95. So I didn't exactly score well with those balls off the tee.
But you did well. So. All right, here we go. Crank it up, Apria. Crank it up.
See, now you say Jersey Shore guy. I thought you meant literally, not the show. I have no idea about the show. So I'm about to make an ass of myself here.
Here we go.
Fist pumping?
Yes. All right, everybody, here we go.
You with me or
I'm with you.
Here,
I'm
right?
with you.
There we go. We got a little clap going first?
Yeah.
What do you think? Here we go.
Ready? Here we go, CeeLo. Come on, CeeLo, move around.
I'm going to twist around and mess up Jerry's mic here. Not much room to move. Where are you at? Come on now.
I guess I'm doing it.
You gotta stand up. Oh, we're throwing stuff. Here we go. You got one left? I want to throw one. Give me one. Here we go.
You guys are throwing scones out into the audience.
Woo! It's summertime! Eat a scone!
Eat a scone! Stuff it down your throats!
Stuff a scone down your throats! It's summer!
Oh, man.
We know Al wasn't eating this.
That's very heavy.
Look at that. Oh, right in the hand. I nailed it.
You want a scone, Boomer?
No, that's all right. I'm fine.
Don't take out the Whoa. Camera, then.
You got to be careful throwing those scones.
They're scones!
Yeah, I know, but, you know, you hit somebody in the eye, you get sued.
You don't need that.
All right, there you go. All right, CeeLo, okay. What else?
That's about it with CeeLo. What else? Let's see. I've slept for 90 minutes in the last 30 hours, so right now I'm just
I feel you, bro. I feel you, bro.
I need a C4 before I hit the road to
right
get back.
There or right there?
Yeah. I'll grab one. Don't worry.
All right,
maybe I'll take a whole case for the road. How about that?
Yeah, just don't screw up the throne, all right?
All right, then I'll take an individual.
Yeah. Go with it. All right, CeeLo. We'll see you later. I'm
good
out
job,
of breath.
Brother.
All right.
Yes.
Good job. Go home. Get some rest. Take some pictures with everybody. No more scones. If anybody needs butter, you come up here and you get it. Hey, bring the CeeLo. Give the crowd some butter.
Yeah.
For the scones.
Yes.
There goes CeeLo. All right, let's talk a little sports here because there's a couple things that you missed.
All right.
Francisco Alvarez. Potentially getting sent down.
No, he's not.
So far, so good.
Right. He's not going anywhere.
Gary Sanchez, DFA'd.
Yes.
You still have three guys there, though.
You got one guy with dry eye.
Right.
So you can't count on him.
That's Nito.
Right.
And you got Navarez.
He ain't going anywhere.
And you got, well, yeah, Navarez is not because...
He's got the big contract.
Well, yeah, for him.
And there's not, and you can't send him back down.
Right, no options.
The only
options.
Guy with options is Alvarez, but they're not sending him down. They're
okay.
Just not.
Okay, I provided a scenario yesterday to Jerry that scares me. One, Buck Showalter has an unhealthy obsession with Tomas Nito. Loves him. Veteran, handles a pitching staff well, clubhouse guy. No matter what he does at the plate... Buck Showalter is defending him.
Yeah, I understand that, and I would expect that from Buck, but I also know this. There's a guy by the name of Steve Cohen, and he listens to his fans.
Yeah.
And his fans want Alvarez on the field, in the batter's box, whether it be as a catcher, as a DH. You know, he's hit, what, six or seven home runs already?
Yeah.
Well. And, you know, you could see that he belongs here. And, you know, sometimes you got to play through the rookie and let him have his time here. I want to see the young guys. I think I speak for most Met fans. I really do.
Oh, of course.
And then when we get to the trade deadline, you know, then we'll see what we're going to be able to add. But right now, you're not moving this guy.
No, you can't.
You're not sending him down.
You can't. No. I am just concerned that they still may. Now, carrying the three catchers and getting rid of Vogel back,
yes,
that's something that I would do for sure. And then have Alvarez as a DH whenever you need him to be a DH. But, you know, they're weird about that stuff with these young guys when it comes to, oh, well, we want him to be in the field, or don't want him to DH, or all the opportunities, or this and that. It's another reason why Mauricio is down, and a reason why Vientos took so long to come up, because there was opportunity this, opportunity that. So I still have this Mets PTSD thing going on.
I know you
that
do.
They always make the wrong decision, and because the season has gotten off to a slow start, I don't have that, like, they're going to do the right thing feeling about this.
They'll do the right thing. And,
okay.
You know, and what they'll do is, you know, when Jose Reyes is tweeting out about Daniel Vogelback not swinging the bat,
yeah.
I mean, you know, to me, what it looks like, and I don't know, I could be wrong about this, but my senses tell me that Vogelback's not going to be around here much longer unless he starts doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, really doing something consistently, because he can't do anything in the field.
Right.
He looks like he's put his 40 pounds back on.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he looked great in spring training, but now all of a sudden it looks like he's back to where he was last year.
Yeah, if not bigger, actually.
And his bat looks slow to me, and I'm not really sure why he's here.
Yeah, neither do I. And I think that at the trade deadline, when Billy Epler brought in Ruff and Vogelback, and Ruff being as bad as he was and Vogelback having a little bit of success early, he was hanging on to that, but he's just been brutal. They have to do better at the DH position than that. They have to. And this lineup just needs to be better. Just going through it, they don't have a lot of holes there, especially if you're telling me that Alvarez is going to be your catcher. I mean, think about it. Left field, maybe. Mark Canna.
Yes.
He's a guy you really can't count on all that much.
But he's also hot and cold. Like,
yeah.
He'll go like five or six games where he'll be the man. He'll hit the home run, and you know, he'll play a solid outfield. But And look, at the end of the day, it's the DH position has been a hole for the last 2 years.
Yeah, so think about all those guys, the veterans down to the young guys. There's not a single guy that doesn't have a high ceiling offensively. Now, last night, scored a bunch of runs. But the prior two games, it's just the inconsistencies. I don't know who they are, what they are, and where they're going. So this has to be a stretch here. Now, this is one of those take stock times, is what I said to Jerry, the Memorial Day weekend, where you are about 2 months of baseball. And right now, I don't know what they are.
They're a top 10 team is what they are. They're
in the majors.
I believe they're a top 10 team in the majors. And I think that when they're playing at their best, and these two pitchers hopefully stay healthy the rest of the year, and Senga's going to be fine, I just worry about the bullpen. That's my big worry. And I'm not worried about them right now. We got a long way to go. We got a long summer to get through. And, you know, they've had some, you know, ups and downs. But we see, like, look at the Rays.
Yeah,
like the Rays are starting to come back to the pack. They're starting to have some injuries and things of that nature. So, hey, look, I'm not worried about where they are long term just yet. Short term, I know they're frustrating, but I think they're going to be fine. I really do. I think when we get to September, we're going to be talking about the Jets and the Giants, the Mets and the Yankees. Both of them will make the playoffs.
You're saying the Mets and the Yankees, you're locking them into the playoffs?
Yes.
All right. I feel pretty. I mean,
don't worry about it, Biggs. I got it.
Okay. All right. Now, I do think that because the football teams are going to have high expectations, I'm not going to be as desperate because we're going to be going, and obviously I want to see the Mets make the playoffs and make a run, same with the Yankees, but because we're going to have that week one, such excitement with these two teams, like, that's probably a good thing if these baseball teams fall apart, because our attention's going to be on Aaron Rodgers.
They're not
going
to fall apart, I'm telling you. They're not going to fall apart.
All right. You seem very confident.
I do.
AL East is very, very good, man.
I know, but I do believe that both of these teams will do anything that they possibly can to stay competitive. That's what I believe. And I think, you know, I think they are competitive already. I think they're both in the top 10, and you know, other teams, you know, probably haven't had their downturns. Like, the Orioles haven't had, like, a six- or seven-game losing streak yet. This will all happen.
That Orioles team's a pain in the ass. Just watching them the last couple of days, they really are. I think they've got real sustainable. And remember, last year, they were a story, but they had fallen out, and they traded Mancini at the trade deadline. Didn't seem like they were all in, but they still had a very, very good season. They came back, not a lot of fanfare, and here they are. I mean, they are... They really have turned the corner in a big way, and it's just another pain in the neck for the Yankees in the division.
Well, listen, I mean, this, you got a $290 million payroll.
Yeah,
don't worry. I mean,
then suck it up.
Suck it up is right.
Suck it up.
But again, Brian Cashman will do something again at the trade deadline. He'll, whether they get the right guy or not, they'll have some reinforcements coming back. But they'll be. I'm telling you, both teams will be fine. And then when we finally get to October. And we'll really find out, because that's really what it's all about. That's why they're spending all of this money. Now, the interesting thing is, I was wondering how you guys felt about this new kickoff rule in the NFL where you can air catch it.
Right.
So I did a sports minute on it.
Okay. Is it coming up now?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I'm totally against it. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. And I know why they're doing it. It's all about, you know, player safety. But I'm wondering, when do we lose the actual game itself?
All right, well, let's talk about that next. It's Boomer and Geo live from DJs on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We'll get Adam and the Metal Hawks cranking again. It's the kickoff to summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.